This is the pastor for the day recording for the fourth Tuesday of April 2023. Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. Think with me, please, about raising the next generation. And let me take you back to the time of the Exodus, back to the time of the book of Joshua, the book of Judges. There are three distinct generations back there. The first generation is the generation that came out of Egypt through the Red Sea, and you'll remember they died in the wilderness. Except for Joshua and Caleb, they were the first members of the second generation. And listen to this is a Judges chapter 2 and verse 7. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen the great work that the Lord had done for Israel. So that's the second generation, and the great work that they had seen was the crossing of the Jordan River, the taking of the city of Jericho, and the other miracles involved in settling the land of Canaan. And then there's a third generation. They're discussed in Judges chapter 2, verse 10. And there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel. And so one of the questions that arises is, why is it that the third generation didn't know the Lord or his works? Well, you know, one of the main themes of the book of Deuteronomy is how important it is for the people of Israel to teach their children. To teach their children about the great works of the Lord. And so it seems as if, to some degree, the second generation is at fault for the fact that the third generation didn't know the Lord or his works. And so we're reminded of the importance for us in our own day of raising the next generation. Maybe you're listening to me and you are a parent with children in your home. And I'd encourage you to be reading the Bible to your children regularly, perhaps after dinner, perhaps in other settings. Don't be afraid to repeat things to your children. And another thing that's important here is to model in your own life what it is to be a follower of Christ. Maybe you're listening to me and you're a grandparent, or maybe you're a member of a church that has children in it. And so what I'd say to you is, as a minimum, be praying for your grandchildren. Be praying for the children in your church. Maybe within your church, you might think about how you can be a support to the parents of young children, how you can be a support to the Sunday school program, how you can help your church be developing answers to the questions that young people answer about today's culture. Maybe you yourself can develop relationships with teenagers or young adults in your church to help teach them the ways of the Lord so that it won't be said on our watch that another generation arose that did not know the ways of the Lord. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.